Hello folks, it's Pilgrim Chris here. On January the 17th, 2012, approximately 12:30 p.m. here in the UK. And as you can see by the title of this boo, it's in response to a boo made by Mac McColgan and his boo on freedom of speech. I would suggest if you want some background to listen to that boo, it was very interesting, and this boo is in response to that. Mac was talking about freedom of speech and an example he had where he made a comment to his wife in the street, a private comment, and this was overheard by a couple who then decided to argue with him about his comment. The comment wasn't aimed at them or about them. They just happened to overhear him say something in private to his wife. And this brings up the question of freedom of speech and what does it mean and how is it implied? Freedom of speech is something that we have a right to, and no matter who we are, what our affiliations, we have the ability and the right to be able to speak about whatever we want to speak about. The caveat seems to be that as long as that speech does not incite violence in any way, shape or form in others. And by violence, I'm not necessarily talking physical violence, although as we know, some speeches do end in that way. Wars have been fought over a few words. But I'm also talking about the violence within someone, the hurtful feelings, the pain or the aggravation or whatever, the negativity it can, negative feelings it can inspire in someone, the listener. However, we can't legislate for that because everyone is different and everyone has their own viewpoints. But as someone who is speaking, we have the responsibility to think a little bit about our speech. And of course, some people speak deliberately to incite. And other people speak knowing that what they say may be argumentative or may be open to debate. But that doesn't stop people from speaking, nor should it. Because then the responsibility falls upon the listener. The listener then has the responsibility of how they're going to reply, if indeed they are going to reply, and how they're going to respond to that speech initially made. The listener can then expound the issue by making a more of a violent reply, response in some way. They can brush it off and not respond. They can take home and think about what's been said and deal with it that way. Or they can make a reasoned response. But today people are so quick to talk, and so quick to speak without thinking. And people's emotions tend to be at the forefront before rational thought. And this is the problem with a lot of public speaking and public listening today. No one has the right to incite violence in any way, shape or form. And yet people do so all the time. This is down to lack of responsibility, lack of thought, and a selfishness to a large extent. Whether the selfishness comes from something that someone wants to say about themselves or about a belief, a faith, a theory or whatever it may be. We still need to think about how our words do impact upon others. But as I say, as a listener, we also need to be able to assimilate any information, anything that's said, and deal with that in a mature, responsible way. Freedom of speech does come with responsibility, and it isn't a given that we can say anything that we like without, every action has a reaction, and we should be aware of that. It was a very interesting boo from Mac, and I share his thoughts there and his reasoning. But this was just my two pennies worth, really, on that, and I hope everybody that listens to this contributes, really, because it's going to be, I think it could be an interesting subject. People may have their own ideas on what freedom of speech means to them and any examples they've had of where it has gone right or wrong for them in any way, as a listener or as a person who has made a speech in some form in public. Well, thank you for listening to this boo, and thank you, Mac McColgan, for posting the original boo. Great to hear you, mate. Thank you very much. God bless you all.